Please welcome today's contestants, a program director from Shafter, California, Holly Bishop. A stay-at-home dad from Santa Rosa, California, Dan Berg. And our returning champion, a writer originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Andy Wood, whose one-day cash winnings total $26,799. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. I'm not going to begin today's program by saying anything at all about the third lectern. I don't want to jinx or favor any of our contestants. Holly, Dan, and Andy, welcome to the show. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And let's see how well the three of you fare with these categories today. Starting off with hats amore. Not that's amore. Hats. U.S. city sights is what we deal with next, followed by color films. Blankum, U-M coming up in each correct response. Ellison, Wonderland. Oh, wordplay situation. Andy, start.
Blankum for 200.
The national one, located in Baltimore's Inner Harbor, has a water capacity of more than 2.2 million gallons. Dan.
What is aquarium?
Yes.
U.S. city sights for 200, please.
Starbucks Reserve Roastery and Tasting Room. Kurt Cobain's benches in Veretta Park. Andy.
What is Seattle?
Yeah, that's the city.
City sights 400.
Delta Flight Museum. Centennial Olympic Park. Andy.
What is Atlanta?
Right.
City sights 600.
The Mary Tyler Moore statue. The Purple Rain House. Andy again.
What is Minneapolis?
Correct.
City sights 800.
Riverwalk. Alamo Heights Bark Park. Dan.
What is San Antonio?
That's it.
City sights 1000.
Carnegie Science Center. Duquesne Incline. Dan.
What is Pittsburgh?
$1,000 more for you.
Color films 200, please.
In The Thin Red Line, Jim Caviezel, Sean Penn, and Woody Harrelson fight this war's Battle of Guadalcanal. Andy.
What is World War II?
Yes.
Color films 400.
Dancers clash over the lead role in a Tchaikovsky ballet in this 2010 thriller. Andy.
What is Black Swan?
Right.
Color films 6.
Answer. Just like that. You trail down by 200 only.
Let's make it a true daily double.
I thought you might go there. All right, here's the clue. The title of this 1999 film comes from the linoleum floor of Death Row.
What is the Green Mile?
Green Mile is right. We're done with the daily double, and you're in the lead.
Whole film's 800.
Walt Disney received a special Oscar for this 1937 film the Academy called a significant screen innovation. Andy?
What is Snow White?
Yes, and the Seven Dwarfs.
Color films 1000.
Director David Lynch explored the underside of small-town America in this disturbing 1986 film. Andy?
What is Blue Velvet?
Good.
Blankum 400.
A TV PI or a large wine bottle. Andy?
What's a Magnum?
Magnum, yeah.
Blankum for 600, please.
It's the flowering plant seen here. Holly.
What is a chrysanthemum?
Nope. Dan.
What's a geranium?
That's it.
Wonderland 200, please.
The big ending of Alice in Wonderland is a bizarre court case over who stole these baked goods. Dan.
What are tarts?
Tarts, yes.
Wonderland 400.
Alice had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or this object to take out of it. Andy.
What's a watch?
Watch is right, and that takes you up to 6,200. The lead is yours for the moment, but we'll see what happens when we come back. We'll chat with the players after these messages. Holly Bishop is the first player we introduced on the program today. Holly, at the beginning of the show, I talked about I wasn't going to get into discussing that third lectern, and the reason about for that, of course, is that in recent weeks on our program, so many of the Jeopardy winners have stood exactly where you are standing today. Do you think maybe there's some good luck that will start to...
I'm feeling it, Alex. I'm starting to feel it.
You're feeling it right now?
Feeling it.
Okay, good for you. Let's go to Dan Berg right next to you. A poet. You wrote a poem about... Pluto, the planet, the mythological creature, or the animated character? Which one?
The planet. Actually, when it was recategorized from planet to dwarf planet, the newspaper where I was living at the time had a humor column that asked people to write in about various things. They asked people to write poems about what had just happened. First place poem was long and flowery, went on and on. I took second place. Mine was short and to the point. We feel for you, Pluto, unfortunate morph. You went in a planet and came out a dwarf.
Dwarf. All right. I love that. Well done. You should have taken first place for that. All right. Andy Wood is our champion. He is a writer. We're talking about what kind of writing, not poetry.
A mixture of science and comedy, depending on what the gig is.
Okay. Let's get back into this. You have command of the board right now. Go ahead. Make a selection for us, Andy.
Blank for 800, please.
In an old-fashioned grandfather clock... It swings back and forth, regulating the time and causing the tick-tock, tick-tock. Andy.
What is a pendulum?
Pendulum, yes.
Let's finish out Blankham.
This component of plaster of Paris is hydrous calcium sulfate. Dan.
What is talcum?
Nope. What is gypsum? Andy, back to you.
Wonderland for 600.
A confounded Alice uttered this repetitive phrase when the cake made her grow taller. The phrase was curiouser and curiouser. Andy.
Wonderland 800.
The caterpillar sits atop one of these that's as tall as Alice, smoking a hookah. Andy.
It's a toadstool.
We were going for mushroom, but toadstool will accept.
Wonderland for 1,000.
This feline says... that unlike a dog, I growl when I'm pleased and wag my tail when I'm angry. Holly.
Who is the Cheshire Cat?
Good, you're on the plus side now with 400.
Thank you. Hats Amore for 200.
The name of this wide-brimmed hat, popular in Mexico, comes from Spanish for shade. Dan.
What is sombrero?
That's it.
Hats 400, please.
Hats with four dents in the crown have been adopted by forest rangers and are named for this ursine ranger. Andy?
Who's Smokey Bear?
Yeah.
Hats 600?
Slouch hats are associated with this country. World War I cavalry soldiers from there would wear emu feathers on them. Dan?
What is Australia?
That's the country.
Hats 800.
Move the tassel on this hat from right to left when you graduate. Then toss it skyward. Andy.
It's a mortarboard.
Good.
Hats for 1,000.
Samuel L. Jackson has his own line of this brand of caps that's an abbreviation of knitted Angora wool. Andy.
It's a Kangol.
Good.
Ellison 200, please.
Sworn in on the Quran, Keith Ellison was the first person of this faith elected to Congress. Holly.
What is Muslim?
Muslim or Islam, yeah.
400.
Sci-fi author Harlan Ellison wrote the story for the City on the Edge of Forever episode of this 1960s series. Dan.
What is Star Trek?
Correct.
600, please.
All hell broke loose in 1882 when three members of this family were executed for killing Ellison Hatfield. Holly.
Who are the McCoys?
Good.
800.
Named for the first Asian-American in space, Ellison Onizuka Kona International is the main airport on this island. Andy.
What is Oahu?
No. Dan or Holly? It's the Big Island, Hawaii. And now the last clue for 1,000. Although he joined in the mutiny aboard this ship, Thomas Ellison didn't continue on to Pitcairn Island. Andy?
What's the bounty?
Bounty is right. Takes you to 10,200. A lot of catching up to do for Holly, but she's in that third position. We'll see what happens when we come back. All right, it's time to get into the Double Jeopardy round. And Holly, you pick first from these categories. First off, we'll deal with musical Vienna, followed by seven-letter words... Eponymous elements, the 15th century,
We'll spend time around the garden. And finally, the TV spin-off's parent show is what we're going for. All right, start us.
Spin-off for 400.
The Good Fight. Holly.
What is The Good Wife?
Good.
800, parent.
Angel. Holly.
What is Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Spin-offs, 1200.
The Cleveland Show. Holly.
What is Family Guy?
Yes.
TV 1600.
NCIS. Dan.
What is JAG?
JAG is right.
15th century, 400.
Around 1494, he deluded himself into believing Hispaniola was the biblical land of Sheba. He'd later leave his brothers there. Andy?
Who's Columbus?
Yes.
15th century, 800.
Answer? Daily double. No. You can make it tough on your opponents. You have a big lead.
Let's go 5,000.
Five it is. Here's the clue. The Spanish Inquisition began by asking those seen as religious offenders to do this, from the Latin for sing again.
What is renounce?
No, you're so close. What is recant? Recant, sing again. You're at 5,600. Closer game. Go.
15th century, 1200.
In 1458, the Ottoman Turks took the Acropolis and soon turned the Parthenon into one of these. Andy?
It's a mosque?
Yes.
15th century, 16.
Putting to work hundreds of mounted couriers, Louis XI in 1477 created a royal type of this. Holly.
What is a postal service?
Yes.
15th century, 2000.
This lame conqueror blew into Damascus in 1401, massacring and pillaging. Dan?
It was Tamerlane.
Tamerlane, Timur the Lame, yes.
Elements, 400.
If you know that E equals MC squared, you should know that this element, number 99, was first produced in nuclear blasts. Andy?
What's Einsteinium?
Yep.
Eponymous, 800.
Last name of philosopher George, who gave his name to a California city that gave its name to an element. Dan.
What is it, Lawrence?
No. Andy.
What is Berkelium or Berkeley?
Yes.
Eponymous, 1200.
Answer. The other Daily Double.
3,000, please.
Three it is. This element is named for a Polish-born scientist and her husband.
What's curium?
Curium, yes.
Eponymous, 1600.
Seaborgium is named for Glenn, who discovered elements, won a Nobel Prize, helped found the Pac-12, and chaired the AEC. This. Dan.
What is the Atomic Energy Commission?
Correct.
Seven-letter words, 400.
Set your phone to quiver. Or this synonym, Holly.
What is vibrate?
Right.
Spinoffs, 2000.
Xena, warrior princess. Andy.
What is Hercules?
Hercules, correct.
Eponymous elements, 2000, please.
In 2010, the official naming of CN was announced on February 19th, the day this man was born in 1473. Andy.
Who's Copernicus?
Correct.
Seven-letter words, 800.
To grapple. Greco-Roman style. Dan.
What is wrestle?
Yes.
Seven-letter, 1200.
To put a sword in its case. Andy.
Sheath?
Yes.
Seven-letter, 16.
The offspring of a deity and a mortal. Holly.
What is a demigod?
Good.
Seven-letter, 2000.
Medically, this pain is otalgia. Holly.
What is an earache?
Earache. Good for 2000.
Around the garden, 400.
The weed or leaves of this herb are very useful for pickling. Dan.
What is dill?
Dill, yeah.
Vienna, 400.
Jimmy gets us started in the category.
The Kur Salon opened in 1867 and hosted its first concert of the work of Johann Strauss Jr. the very next year. Today you can still come to both hear and dance this, of which Strauss was known as the king.
Andy.
What's a waltz?
Waltz, right.
Musical Vienna, 800.
Sarah this time.
Mozart performed here at Schönbrunn Palace multiple times, starting at age 6. The Palace Orchestra still plays this 1786 nuptial opera of his.
Dan.
What's The Marriage of Figaro?
Right.
Vienna, 1200.
Sarah again.
Damaged by World War II bombs, the State Opera House reopened with a production of this Beethoven opera in November 1955, 150 years to the month after the work's premiere.
Andy.
What is the Fifth Symphony?
Nope. Danner Hawley. What is Fidelio? Fidelio. Back to you, Dan.
Vienna 1600.
Back to Jimmy now.
In a tradition since 1900, around New Year's, the Vienna State Opera presents this Johann Strauss Jr. operetta, whose name means the bat.
Andy.
What is the Fledermaus?
That's it.
Musical Vienna 2000.
Sarah's going to wrap up the category.
This great song composer and Vienna native, who died at age 31, is memorialized all over the city, including a statue in the Stadtpark.
And his name is Franz Schubert. And we have less than a minute now, Andy.
Garden 800.
In the espalier method, a plant is trained to grow against a flat surface, like this crisscross of wood or metal. Andy.
What is a lattice?
Lattice or trellis, yeah.
Garden 1200.
These colorful flowers bring as much joy to the garden as the ice cream brand of the same name. Holly.
What are carnations?
Nope. Dan or Andy? What are bluebells? Back to you, Andy.
2000, please.
The diamond-shaped red and green leaves of this plant, named for tiled art, made it a popular choice to float in your pond. Andy.
What is mosaic?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 19,800. Final Jeopardy coming up deals today with French literature. Players will make their wagers. You get ready at home. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A big day for our returning champion, Andy Wood. Now he and Dan and Holly get to deal with the clue in the category French literature. And here is that clue. An 1862 novel says this character would have arrested his own father and would have denounced his mother. You have 30 seconds to identify this character. Good luck. We begin with you. You had 8,000, and you wrote down as your response to our clue, who was Javert, Inspector Javert? You are correct. You will add how much? $79.99. That bumps you up to $15,999, and it takes us to the gentleman next to you, Dan Berg. Did he come up with a correct response? Oh, he was close. He said Joubert instead of Javert, and that's wrong, and it'll cost you, sir. Oh, nothing. You'll remain at 9,400. Looks like you're going to finish in third place as we go to our champion, Andy Wood. The game was a runaway. He couldn't be caught. Did he come up with the correct response, though? He did, indeed. And did he risk anything? $9.99, giving him $20,799 today, and a two-day total of $47,598. Great game. I enjoyed it. Hope you did. And we hope you did as well. We'll see you tomorrow, won't we?
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time. Introducing Waterpik Sonic Fusion, clinically proven twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. Go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her Blue.
a deadly shootout in Maryland with a man dead and an officer wounded. ABC 7 is staying on top of that chilling confrontation with a fugitive. Plus, with promising news about COVID vaccines, why vaccine volunteers are needed now more than ever. New tonight at 11.